This is the first woman-only military academy that has opened its doors in the northeastern Syrian town of Amuda. Academy officials say the main objective behind this initiative is to empower local women and emphasize their role in combat zones.
The opening of this academy today and the start of training is a message to both our people and also our enemies. Everyone should know that, as we are ready for peace and dialogue, our young and organized women forces are ready honorably to resist against all kinds of attacks and threats that target our achievements.
Since the beginning of the war on Islamic State, Kurdish female fighters have played a major role in battling the terror group. For them, however, the war is not only about fighting terrorism, but also about challenging male oppression in a patriarchal society. As Turkish military and its allied militias continue their offensive against Kurdish forces in northeastern Syria, these trainees say they are committed to defend their region.
The gathering of women here today is an indication of the threats posed by Turkey. Although Erdogan and others threaten us every day, our people, patriots, and martyrs' families say that we will not surrender, we will resist. Therefore, women's participation in the self-defense mission is taking place today. It is celebrated with great enthusiasm and joy.
Dozens of young women from northeastern Syria have already joined the academy. Nurhan Omar is from the city of Hasaka. She says her sole goal from joining the academy is to learn how to defend her city.
I call upon all young women to attend the Women's Academy. You will graduate from here with an opinion and an invaluable accomplishment. You will never regret coming here. You will graduate with good knowledge and opinions.
Officials say the academy offers courses that range from military discipline to history of war.
Our objective from the engagement of women in the self-defense mission is to deepen the strategy of war and enhance their skills in martial arts and combat specialization.
After completing the 6-month-long training, academy trainees will officially be recognized as part of the local fighting force.